Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar, this altar of divine interventions. Welcome also to Thursday, the 18th in June. Please open your hand to receive and be responding with Amen and receive it. Day 18. 18 is not an ordinary number. The children of Israel were oppressed by the Moabites for 18 years before God raised a deliverer. Judges chapter 3 verse 14. Again, Israel was oppressed by the Ammonites for 18 years. Judges chapter 10 verse 18. A woman whom Jesus healed had been bound by an infirmity for 18 years. Luke chapter 13 verses 11 to 16. Day 18. Therefore, is the end of a long affliction, end to oppression. It is a day for restoration and divine intervention. Let me connect to these virtues in prayer today. Touch your forehead gently where you are if you can. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are set free from all oppressions. Whoever has been oppressed and whatever has been oppressing anyone, today is your deliverance day. Everyone with long sufferings, long affliction, I pronounce today marks the end of your tears. All long afflictions end today. Healings, anyone with pain, any kind of sickness or disease, as the woman that was bent over for 18 years received her healing, today is the 18. Be healed. I say be healed in Jesus' name. I command every long-standing battle to end in everyone's lives. Satanic bondages be broken by fire. God of the 18th day, move on behalf of your children. Everyone under the sound of my voice this day, receive a strange breakthrough. Now, if you can do this where you are, please do so. Rise up, walk up and down in your room gently or where you are and start declaring. As you take one step after the other, start declaring your freedom, start declaring your healings, and start declaring your breakthroughs. So shall it be for you. I see in the spirit, gift wrapped around very beautifully, handed over to you. Everyone do this, stretch out your two hands together as if to receive a beautiful gift, a package of gift. It is prophetic. Stretch the two hands out together. I prophesy. You will receive precious gifts according to your desires this day. Baby gift, marriage gift, job gift, visa gift, green card and residency gift, money gift, accommodation gift, car gift, help gift, space gift, precious gift. Receive according to your desire. Receive according to your need. You will share a major testimony with us here on this very soon. In Jesus' name. Please believe it will happen. Anoint yourself as you leave home today and take your anointed mantle along with you as you go out. No evil, no harm, or no danger must come near anyone or your loved ones in Jesus' name. June 18, born people, receive your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your new age is blessed. God and man, we bless you specially for your birthday this year. Happy birthday. Right? Let's receive today's teachings. First one. Daddy, please let me quickly ask her. I am a good auntie. I loved all my nieces and nephews so much that I was part of their childhood stories. Today, they are all grown up and doing well. But because I don't have work again and I don't even have money, they all now see me as not a useful auntie. They no longer call or chat me again. I am bittered, and even though I still love them, what do you advise me to do, sir? Wow! My advice is that don't be bitter. For your own health and for Christianity's sake, still love them as you have said. I hope you raise your own children too as you are helping your nieces. I hope you raise your own children as they were all growing up. There is a lesson for all of us to learn here. Except in few cases, nieces and nephews cannot be like one's own children. In fact, other people's children cannot be as concerned for you as your own children, especially in old age or when one is down or one is in trouble. As I said, there are a few exemptions. Then building up one's financial life when one is still energetic, young and active is key to life. It's very important, as we teach it here regularly. If you have your own investment and in passive income, then old age will be pleasant, as you will not need to depend on anyone or look to anyone for finance and for survival. Let all of us learn from this. Next, let me read this one out. It broke my heart for all of us to learn from, especially we Africans generally and Nigerians in particular. It is a lamentation. Please just listen. Good morning, Daddy. A family friend in one of the Arab nations offered my brother a working visa to the Arab country. He said his company gave him a slot to bring anyone he loves, and we spent 8 million naira, which was mostly borrowed. On getting there, my brother found out that it was all lies. The visa he collected 3 million naira for was free. He gave my brother out to another company where 30 people sleep in a room. My brother sleep on chair every night. The company has finally pushed out my brother. He was asked to be paying 20KD monthly, whatever that one means, for accommodation, which the man told us was free. My brother is now depressed. For 2 months now that is in that country, Daddy, please advise youths not to be desperate in traveling abroad. An Arab man over there asked my brother to bring 5 other Nigerian youth with free visa. He refused because of the sufferings. One of the Nigerian boys committed suicide. They used Nigerian youth to work as slaves. There is no church over there. They even go to work on Sundays. Now, we cannot even finance my brother's return back to Nigeria. Even the borrowed money is there, and his passport has been seized. Thank you, sir. Wow. Wow. I don't need any comment or explanation on this. Those who have ears, the youths and their parents, should hear the cries, the regrets, the heartbreaks, and the lamentations of others. Listeners with comments or similar experience, especially listeners in such countries, please, let's hear from you to teach lessons. Next, good evening, my daddy. Please, sir, if someone does not see a man or have intimacy for like 3 years, can that cause sickness for that person due to the sickness of her husband? Wow, oh no. Remember, there are Catholic sisters and mothers. There are young widows that kept themselves. Please don't listen to such lies. It is arrant nonsense. Let's rest it here today. Tomorrow we will continue. Questions, answers, and lessons still continue till Sunday. Send yours if you have any. Today is the Prayer Mountain Service Day in all our centers in Nigeria at Living Spring Chapel, Allen Avenue, Goshenland, Ikeja, Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Uyo, Port Harcourt, and Maraba, Abuja. There will be the usual 2 services today, 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Please be there. To those focus is great. It is take over my battles, O Lord. Come and hand over all the battles of your life. Physical, spiritual, financial, marital, psychological, mental, all kinds of challenges. Come and hand them over to God again today. No one should miss today's Prayer Mountain service. It will be awesome. Yes, finally it is here. TPGF UK Conference 2026, holding in Manchester. We start tomorrow evening and climax Saturday morning. TPGF members and listeners in UK, Europe, all of us be there. It will be awesome. Members in Nigeria, Africa, all over, TPDM members all over the world, have their loved ones in UK, especially around London and Manchester, encourage them to be there. It will be awesome. Telephone numbers to call for further inquiries, Adeola, on 074-111-28401, and Franklin on 079-178-97088. Call, they will give you more information. TPGF members worldwide, please pray along with us as we minister this weekend in Manchester for awesome visitation of God in healing, in salvation, in deliverances, all kinds of blessings as people are coming with expectation. Then, if God is leading you to be part of the 20 sacrificial donors that I call for, please do so. We are still expecting more. I pray for those that are already doing it. As I emphasize every day, it is those who have the love, the concern, the faith, and the capacity to attach various issues to this special sacrifice. We will pray, and testimony will follow. Oh, TPJ members all over the world, as we take this mission throughout the entire globe, pray along with us, support, and be proud to be a part of this platform that is touching the whole world. Open your hand. I prophesy further blessings, greater blessings, those that are forwarding this to their loved ones or their contacts, everyone that is praying for me and praying for this commission and the team that work with me, everyone that is tithing, sowing seed, making special donations. God will be enlarging you, enthroning you. Your challenges shall become testimonies. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.